about the first interview. This is January 2, 1981.
Happy New Year.
Good.
Well, are we on now, or?
Oh, yeah.
We're on the air now?
Yeah. Why don't we just start talking about, you were born in New York City, 1921.
Well, yeah, I was born actually in Greenwich Village, and it was very nice for me to go back to that area to go to school at Cooper Union. So I was born on the first day of spring, 1921, of Greek parents. And after a number of years, moved to Brooklyn, where I spent most of my young years.
And were your parents, whether they'd been over here long, or?
Well, I think they must have come over, never got that very straight. I suppose during the Balkan Wars, my father was from Kastoria, Macedonia, which incidentally Lucas Samaras is from also. Mm. And my mother was actually born in European Turkey, a Greek family, and father was a grain merchant. And she actually spent very little time in Greece, and I suspect it was a Balkan War which brought them over.
And your dad the same? Did he come from? Did he leave Macedonia, or did he grow up there? Or?
Oh, he grew up there. Yeah, he came. I guess he came to, he must have been early 20s when he came here. So he often spoke of his youth in Macedonia, riding horses and hunting. And he was a furrier, the way most Castorians are.
I mean, that's a traditional profession among
still them. On, yes. And they're very unique in the sense that they work from scraps, fur scraps. And they stitch them all together, and they make rather remarkable pelts out of them where you can't see that they're made from scraps. Now they're sending scraps from all over the world, from Germany and Sweden. And it's a very active industry, and it's quite an affluent city right now.
And you remember some of that business when you were?
Oh yeah, I tried to, sure, because during Depression, my father kept his shop, and he. I tried to work there a few times. My brothers were more successful. They spent more time working. I wasn't very good with a sewing machine, just as well.
But you had brothers and sisters?
Two brothers and two sisters.
So it was a pretty big family.
Yeah, five.
Were you one of the older?
I was a second. And my sister was interested in theater, and she did some work in Greek theater in New York. They did some traveling around America, but I guess that career didn't last too long.
What were your interests as a little fella?
I always drew, and I was encouraged by my uncle, who was a machinist, and it was my first experience spending time in a shop. And one uncle was a machinist, the other uncle was a candy maker. But my machinist uncle, a very inspiring man to me, he used to take me to the Metropolitan Museum and whatnot. And he was a Sunday painter. He belonged to some artist societies, and he exhibited, you know, sort of amateur exhibitions. But he had me copying postcards and things like that. But it was my first introduction to oils. And what happened was I went into chemistry. And how that happened was I was going to junior high school in Brooklyn. And you want all these details?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have no idea the extent of these. And I guess in that area in Brooklyn, we were all poor. This was during Depression, and none of us had any idea of going to college. And actually, very few graduated from high school. And I guess we never took.